Here is another letter in the Holy Red Letters in Volume 4. This is the Rebbe sending a letter. This is a very similar letter that the Rebbe wrote to various different religious ministers who were serving in the Knesset. And the Rebbe was promoting this idea. The Rebbe sent to each one a letter. But this is just a sample letter which the Rebbe sent. This is also the same date on Tes Sivan, the ninth day of Sivan, in the year Tavshin Da, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is giving a title to the one who occupies himself with a lot of accomplishment, and also he comes from a very important family. Yitzchak Meir Sheyichya HaKoyen, Yitzchak Meir Levine, and he was the minister, Sar Hasad, that would be like the minister for, I guess, not sure exactly what the English thing, the support, Saad. Saad means like support, most of economy or something like that. So I'm not sure what kind exactly, how it's translated. And the Rebbe says in the letter, Shalom Abracha, the Rebbe says, I did send you today also a telegram. And the Rebbe says, the Rebbe's quoting over here, following my letter, I was very shocked to hear that the religious bloc has fallen apart. The Poel HaMizrahi, that's one of the parties, accuses some special parties, but certainly if the parties will forego on their party benefits, it will allow for putting together a block, united block, which is absolutely essential, not only for the general public, but for each one of these parties. I am very hopeful that in such a deciding moment, each party will recognize its responsibility for the community, for the general public, and will bring about the establishing of this block. And I'm blessing, and I'm looking forward for Rachmei Shemaim, for mercy from the heavens. In other words, that this should go through. The Poel Mizrahi argue that they made strong efforts, and for the folding of certain parties, they could not successfully create that united bloc. Although they do not specify which party they're talking about, who's the obstacle, but you know the situation on there because you're there. So I am hopeful that you, from your side, from your end, is going to put the effort with all your energy and all your strength to bring to actuality this idea of the religious bloc. I thank you in advance for the good news that you are going to let me know, with regards and blessing. So other people would say, who is the Rebbe sitting in Brooklyn as telling the people in Israel what they should do, right? But this is where the Rebbe was a leader of the Jewish people, not just of the Chabad Hasidim, because the Rebbe interest was the Jewish people and the religion of the Jewish people.
Wasn't there a problem with the different factions within the religion? They all fighting about who's right and who's wrong in their beliefs?
Not so much. They were mostly fighting. Again, I'm not sure exactly their history, but mostly their fighting is about money. It's always about money. What happens is money and who becomes. So let's say if they go in as a block of 20 made up from three groups of five, so then they have to share like who becomes the minister. It can only be like three ministers. Yeah. And so everybody's going to get 20. They're going to get more representatives, but they're not going to get all the ministers they want. And once you're a minister, then you have control over the funding. If you have control over the funding, and we're not talking about grossly people pocketing the money that they get, but it's their special interests, you know, people that have.
It's no different. It's not from religion. Same thing happens in America.
Everywhere.
It's not a question of religion. Yeah.
No, but by religious people, they should put the religion ahead of all other considerations. That's what the Rebbe is talking about. Over here, they should see what's beneficial for bringing about more religion or bring about favorable rulings. Especially, like we talked, for example, we talked about before, if there's inevitably, if Israel recognizes everybody as Jewish, even if they're not Jewish, and they say that they're Jewish, down the line, in 10, 20, 30 years, you're not going to know who's Jewish or not. And there's no way that you're going to keep a roster and saying, well, this one is Jewish, this one's not Jewish. And it's going to cause all kinds of problems. And being a pragmatist, you know, taking things, you know, you can say whatever you want. You can close your eyes and say, well, it's me and my Hasidim, like some rabbis would think, oh, I have my court and that's what it is. But you can't isolate yourself. You know, you're living, you're part of the greater Jewish community. What goes on in the Jewish community is inevitably part of what is of interest, as Rebbe is saying over here too, of each individual or each individual group. And the Rebbe saw this. The Rebbe fought for Yiddishkeit. So therefore, the Rebbe is writing letters to the people in Israel. And the Rebbe got a lot of backlash. I mean, he got a lot of flack for getting involved. And, you know, but the Rebbe... Rebbe used to say, but if I bring it, I used to hear the Rebbe used to say, you know, when the Rebbe would scream and say that they should do things the right way, whatever the Rebbe's, whatever spearheaded, the Rebbe was spearheading some battle against some of the laws they were doing. So they used to come back to the Rebbe and he says, Rebbe, when you come to Israel, we'll make you a big reception. We'll give you. And the Rebbe would sort of say, you know, what they're answering me about the reception. These people didn't realize that, you know, the worldly approach to things or people trying to gain some personal benefit, that's not in the Rebbe's agenda. The Rebbe's agenda was just the protection. And therefore, the Rebbe got involved. Whatever the Rebbe was able to make a difference on the global level, on the global scale. And the Rebbe sent a lot of messengers through in a quiet way to tell people to speak to them. So there's a lot of Chabad representatives, to, you know, talking and the Rebbe getting his way. But the Rebbe fought for Yiddishkeit through all the means that the Rebbe knew how, and through by himself writing letters, and later on through the influences of his Hasidim and other people trying to do that. That makes the Rebbe a global leader versus the leader of the generation versus just somebody who directs this Hasidim and leads and is a Rebbe for his Hasidim. But and we'll see more and more as we read more letters.
So the